Hey, hold on.
Huh?
Is that what you think the Halo theme song is?
Hold on, let me try and remember it a little bit better. You know what? I don't got it. I don't got it, but like if you were to give me like a little like 2 seconds of the actual song, I'd come in.
All right, ready?
I'd Here join it comes. In that chorus. All right.
Wait, oh, this hit it.
Watch this.
How do you find the Halo theme song? All right, that's your first hint. This is.
Oh wait, wait, go! Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. I got the first part.
You didn't.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
That's A-D-G-F.
That's right. That's right.
A-D-G-F.
Has anyone put lyrics to that? I'm sure they have, but it's time for the 2025 remix.
Yeah, let's cook
I
up,
am
man.
Going to kill you with a sword. All right.
Dude, this is an epic episode, and I feel like we might not even veer off topic for one fucking second, because we're talking about Halo, Microsoft, Bungie Corporation.
Welcome back to the Halo episode. Yeah. This is a track, isn't it?
That's got to be like, who came with that? That was like Pharrell or something, for sure.
Oh, you think this was ghostwritten by Benny Blanco?
Somebody in the pop music entertainment system could only have cooked that shit up. Yeah.
Wait a second. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
This should be the national anthem. Wow. Halo. What were we saying the other day? Overkill.
Oh yeah, it's Vertical Smile.
Yeah, that's what comes after Overkill.
We were playing a duo's Halo, just me and Jack, and I was asking him, "Do you know what a vertical smile is?" So, by the way, if you think that like me off the pod is any different than how I am on it, like. This is pretty on brand, I guess, where I was just asking Jack if he'd ever heard of the term vertical smile, because I'd never heard of that before. And I was like, that's such a creative way to talk about a vagina. And he said, yeah, he's heard of that, because there's no amount of linguistics that gets past the Mr. Jack Bensinger. He knows the entire dictionary front to back.
Front to back.
We were just playing. It was like... Double kill, triple kill, vertical smile.
Yeah.
It's cracking me up.
That, if that's not a Saturday Night Live sketch, I don't know what is. When they were, what comes after? That, okay, that, double kill, triple kill, quadruple kill. Okay.
That's easy. That's a guy in the booth. Hey, we got a new announcer for the Halo game. Just give us, you know, the announcements for the kills, and he just keeps on getting a little sexual game announcer. Yeah, that's easy.
That's easy.
Tune in when it was then on the next episode, whenever that is. That's
all right, Nate. You got to play the guy real quick.
Okay.
Hey, man, thanks for joining us in the booth. We're so happy. Wait, first you got to start with like a funny little joke up top. Okay, so
God, this is hard to do up top.
Oh, my My fucking chin implant fell out when I was eating matzo ball soup. I guess I was eating chin implant right. soup.
Okay, let's get into the game of the sketch, dude. Okay, that's great. Fucking irrelevant.
So, okay, let's get down to business. I hired you for one thing and one thing only. Remember? Yeah, to do the right. Halo noise. So, wow. Right. So you sound like that all the time, not just when you're...
Yes.
You can yeah. only say one word at a time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Good to know. So you'll be great at this. There's no fucking track or anything. I'm rolling. Go ahead.
Right. Go, yeah. Double kill. Triple kill. Quadruple awesome. Kill.
Awesome.
Bountiful pussy.
Whoa, man.
Whoa,
hey, hold stop. On. Did you just do, did he just say what I think he said? Oh, hell no. 50 crew members all in there doing audio. Damn, why are there so many fucking audio technicians in here? It's not easy, bro. It's not easy. It's the union forcing us.
Give me another chance. God damn, so. Dude. Give us the, that's just in, dude.
That's all
just
nice.
Get the transcript for this and submit it for the
oh yeah for when the Rock hosts
next week. Vertical smile.
Vertical
Let
smile.
Let me see that vertical smile. Can Do I you see know? It?
I guess that's the next that, tick in the why, box.
How is there no, if I type in Spotify right now and there's no song called Vertical Smile, I'm going to kill myself live on the podcast right now.
Oh, Nate, that would fucking suck because I'd have to do it solo again.
There's an artist called Vertical Smile.
Okay.
There's an album called Vertical Smiles. Okay. And there is a song, thank God. By
Can we hear it? I guess I could pull Ando it up on Matt. My phone.
You know what? It's connect. It's just like an EDM song. 26,000 plays. Oh,
that makes sense. Those EDM people are dirty.
Ando Matt, 3,000.
How come people who like techno are so dirty? Ooh. I'm not seeing nothing over here. Okay. You have to fucking get one Halo weapon attached to your arm for the rest of time.
Ooh, God, let me like really think about this because I was about to say the needler.
Whoa. Porcupine arm.
Yeah. Yeah, the needler. I mean.
I'm thinking really realistically, let me just get the smallest one because I don't want to have to sleep with the fucking.
I thought the rocket launcher.
Gun on my hand.
Like, that'd be too.
Yeah.
That'd be like problems. Too hard to like. Used to like pee or whatever.
Honestly,
or white, you know,
it's funny because it gets the most disrespect I feel in the game. But how about that plasma pistol? Remember him?
Right.
Charge it up, let it go, and then you
What's
can
the
freeze
opposite
somebody.
Of OP? Does anyone say UP underpowered?
Underpowered.
Nobody ever talks about those weapons. Everyone's Dude, always focused on the overpower. Thing is, UP'd, bro. It's underpowered.
Say this to your boss next time they're fucking with you. Bro, you're acting like some gray loot.
Some gray loot? What is that?
I think I heard some kids. That's like the worst like loot you could find in Fortnite is gray.
Yeah.
So, that's something I think I heard the kids saying. Always stay tapped in. It's so important in our industry to... Be so on it.
So yeah, let's get into some Halo memories, maybe some.
Okay.
What was the first Halo game you got? Was it the first one on Xbox One?
It must have been. I think I did hop in on the first one. I wonder if that's the one with the flood. Do you remember these fools? Ew.
The flood.
Maybe that wasn't the first one. It was like these little potato looking guys, these little fingerling potatoes that were just fucking with your whole rhythm.
I don't remember that, but I also haven't played that game in like 20 years, so.
Yeah. I feel as though Halo, that's when co-op gaming really came to life.
Oh, yeah. Because you'd get that. It felt like Xbox Kinect. Wasn't that the first like online system? It felt like a third party like thing that wasn't like that. The Xbox wasn't like fully capable of executing.
Right, right.
I don't know if it was a like built by Microsoft. It had to have, but
Microsoft.
It just felt like a whole like if it felt like a whole operation, you know, connecting to the
like linking or whatever
cords.
Yes,
and then getting the LAN connections. You hook up multiple Xboxes. Like the amount of wires that you had to put together in the fucking 2006, 2007 for these games.
My house has been mostly like wires for many years. I swear to God, I don't think anybody, realistically, I think I've had the biggest Ethernet cable out of anybody that we know.
Like long wise or fat, like chunky?
Both. You seen Anaconda?
Give me a thick cord. Give me a cord that's like fucking, that's girthy. They don't make girthy cords. Give me that girthy fucking USB-C plug-in that's like the USB G. So fat. USB girth. Give me the girth. Somebody's gotta, there's gotta be a marker for that.
Right
the
here.
The girthiest fucking cord on the planet.
Do you have any girthy?
And it's like so short too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's like this long.
2-inch.
Foot wide.
Two oh, well, feet, that's my 2 meters idea.
Wide. You know that shit would charge up like that fucking so fast, dude.
Can I run an idea by you about a sandwich?
Yeah, sure.
We do it off the pod if you really.
No. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Thanks, man. Sorry, I'm nervous to even go into this right now, but so yeah, I was just thinking about the Subway footlong. So
okay,
when are we doing the foot wide sandwich?
$5. Wow. Yep.
$5 foot wide. Girth. The girth only. I guess it's the problem is, I guess it's the exact same sandwich but turned sideways.
Isn't it? You know yeah, yeah. Saying? That's what I was about to say. Like it's all about perspective, right?
Yeah. As so I guess. Well, I guess it's like maybe it's about the opening. Does that change it? If you just seal off so that the. Because the implication
height?
Is that you got it. There's no way to eat it vertically. You have to eat it sideways. What about height? Oh, you want to get the $5 foot high?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, that's
the 10 foot. But it's all bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
the,
still
the actual slices sandwich is just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Foot okay, height.
Now we're cooking, man.
See, now we're getting into
cooking,
dimensions.
Bro.
Oh, this is when we, and now we're going to start.
Finally.
Dipping into the $5 tetrahedron fucking Subway sandwich.
The $5 tetrahedron. Dude, if Subway wants to just like boost their fucking stock, come in with the tetrahedron sandwich, please, for the love of God. Or even just a cookie.
Yeah. Right. Start with
somebody, please. Start small. God damn it, dude. We need to work in marketing. This is so fun. I'm sick of doing comedy, dude. I'm really sick of it. And I feel like I could be of most use as a chief marketing executive of a major fast food restaurant or technology company.
Technological technologies. It's true. I feel like the fucking companies aren't playing the heel enough. You know what I'm saying? Play the heel.
Right, right.
I feel like a great
Subway
marketing strategy.
Did,
oh well.
Do you think that was
no?
A
but they
part
didn't lean
their,
into it. They don't. Looking for a plus size model with child pornography. Male. Casting.
You think they should have owned it? Like, yeah, our spokesman was a fuck pedophile on a commercial.
That might be a little far.
So what? That has nothing to do with the sandwiches.
Wait. You just say he wants to fuck a pedophile.
No. Is that a thing? Do people want to, like, people's
like
thing is they want to, no, they're that's like what they're into is pedophiles.
That is one of the most advanced.
We veered very far.
Yeah, we lost Halo. It's been 14 minutes.
We've gotten so
we're pretty
far
away.
God damn. Yeah, fair enough. It was so wholesome for a second.
I have a funny feeling, though, that we're going to find our way right back to it.
Yep. Cortana. What's that chick's name?
I think that's right.
The holographical chick? Cortana? Cortano? That's a coffee.
Cortado?
What's her name?
Courtney? Cortado? I called her Courtney. I knew her well enough to just call her ass Courtney.
Courtney?
Courtney, do you love me? Are you riding? Do you want to hop in the Warthog or a Banshee?
Oh, dude.
Plasma sword.
Making love in the fucking Warthog?
Mm. Imagine making love, two holograms making love. Just light. Just nothing but electricity.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Is light electricity or is it just light?
A fractal orgasm? A fractal light orgasm?
A tetrahedron orgasm? Why do I feel like we have unfinished business with that marketing thing? Oh, yeah.
We definitely do.
So what's a company that's fucking pathetic right now? They're floundering. They're on the way out. Is Quiznos, say, salvageable? Because they still have a couple locations.
That's a good example of a business that's like, I think they're on the way out. Because what's their thing? Toasted subs? Wasn't that their like their...
Well, yeah. That's where they fucked up. I feel like Quiznos didn't realize what they had, man.
Quiznos. Like, Do they have a mascot? Do they have a...
Just, a cube, bro.
Let me do some deep research on the logo. What's missing with them? Toasted subs.
What's missing, I think, is confidence. Because Subway was like, okay, we have you don't have a patent on the fucking toaster. We toast our shit too now. What's next? Quiznos. Oh, we're the place that has a sink. Yeah, bro, we can get one. But they had something going on, man. You tell me Jersey Mike's is around, but Quiznos is bowing out. Makes you wonder, was there some dirty business going on inside? Maybe that's our movie that we make, like Air, about the Air Jordans.
Yeah. Investigating them. Yeah, I don't know. It might be too like far gone for us to save, honestly. Cause like I like Quiznos, honestly. I think Quiznos is better. If I were to choose between that and Subway, I would definitely choose a Quiznos sub.
I feel like Subway gets a lot of nostalgia bias, if I'm gonna be fucking honest with them. I'm rocking with Subway, of course I am. But
Subway, I feel like Subway is like, it's like a last resort meal for people. Like that's their, I feel like that's what they're like banking on. Cause I feel like, I don't know, I might be wrong, but nobody in the way that you're like, I'm going to get McDonald's, fuck it. You know, McDonald's is delicious. Like when you're at that place, you're not going to go for Subway. When you're at that low point, you're going to go for McDonald's. You're going to go for, you know, Chick-fil-A, I'd hope. But Subway is for like you're in the middle of nowhere and it's inside of a gas station and you don't want to like, you're like, I need a meal. I can't like fill up on Gardettos or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Chips. I guess I need to hit this fucking Subway. And Lord knows what the health violations are in there, you know.
Maybe Subway could like have a comeback.
Meth head in there.
If they lean into the heel, if they do rage bait, Subway rage bait only ad campaigns. Hi.
Right.
You fucking hungry?
You pussy.
Sup?
It's like that. It's like, you know, people get off on that where they get talked to like that.
Yeah.
Like dumb.
That's called humiliation.
Like verbal humiliation, domination, dom.
Yeah, that's the
hey, you little
life
bitch. You want Subway, you little fucking pussy?
You haven't earned it yet.
Bet you haven't earned it, you little fucking bitch. Fucking pussy.
Good God.
And the employees say that to you when you're in the line. And you have like literally 2 minutes to bust before you get your sandwich.
You got to bust?
You got to bust before you...
Jesus. We got to get you an office, public office.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Into public office? Oh, I thought you meant just a public office.
Yeah, I don't know that those exist yet.
I guess just an office like where anybody can come to work in, you know?
Yeah.
If you just like pull up and just work, you know,
but for it's no yours. Money. But everybody knows it's yours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I probably have said this before, but just to bring it back to Halo, the where I'm from, Pickerington, Ohio, is the home of two. I wonder what these guys are up to. I had to have said this before on the podcast, but there's two guys, two twins that went to my high school. They're like maybe 3 years ahead of me, but they were the top Halo players in the world when like MLG was first happening, when like professional gaming was first a thing and you could like make money off of it. And they were on a, I think they were on a team called like Team 3D, and they were on one of those like MTV, like I'm a professional gamer, like True Life or something.
Oh my God.
And yeah, they were the top gamers in the world. And so, and I got in one game with them. And it was kind of like an honor to like be in a game with them. And we got killed by them. But they were called Ogre 1 and Ogre 2. Two twins.
We got to be able to find them. I feel like this is like the perfect origin story for anybody. Ogre 1 and Ogre 2. Ogre
1, 2, Halo. I don't even remember their names. Like, I don't even remember what they're... Look, they both got Wikipedia pages.
They're on Wikipedia. Holy... And they're fine too. I do remember I can't say that they, about.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember these fuckers. They're retired, dude. They made enough money to like just
no.
They're just coasting. They're yeah, yeah, yeah. They're done. Like, and this was like 15 years ago. They retired.
Oh
I think.
My god,
like they've been done for a minute. The World Cyber Games. Nothing? They won the gold medal at the World Cyber Games.
Holy shit.
I gotta write a movie about these people, dude.
I'm serious. Copyright right now, verbally.
Verbal copyright, Nate Verone. Ogre 1, Ogre 2, World Cyber Games feature length film. Copyrighted.
All right.
I didn't know confirmed. You could do that.
Yeah, I think confirmed. Anything's possible. Wow, the Shrek twins.
Sponsored oh, they're by Red Bull. They became coaches. Dude, we need a gaming coach.
Tom Ryan. Damn, talk about a fake name.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, but there was, I mean, Halo, at one point our hometown was called the Halo Capital of the World, but I don't know if that was like an official thing or like the kids in my school just like kind of said that. Because I don't think it's on like... the Wikipedia for Pickerington, Ohio.
This is like, is that where Rob Dyrdek's from? No, he's from Kettering.
No. is he from Ohio?
Yeah, I think he's from Kettering, Ohio. Because I remember they built like a giant skate park out there.
That must be from like the southeastern Ohio or something. Because he has kind of an accent.
We'll never know.
Like a southern accent.
Hey, man. It's Rob Dyrdek.
Kettering, Ohio. The fuck?
So what do you think?
This is the part of the podcast where we're just kind of like just scrolling the internet and not being entertaining.
I'm worried that we're too entertaining sometimes.
Yeah, we need to like
actually say something fucking important, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just fucking dance like a fucking clown your whole life, Nate. You have to say something politically important right now.
Did you see Zoran and fucking Trump?
We got to discuss this. I saw that.
Who would have thought they're two peas in a pod? Is it opposites attract? You know what I'm saying? They're so opposite, polar opposites.
Well,
the
what's
savior
funny
of humanity
is,
and the most evil man on the planet.
Many things come to mind, many theories. For one,
what do you think he said to him to get in his good graces? Because I know he said something that he had like the perfect phrase, the perfect Zora? Compliment. Yeah, when he walked in the, he was
he probably said complimented like, 'cause they're both his shoes. From Queens. No, I'm saying shit. If you're both from New York, he probably walks in there and says, you know what? I had the sandwich at the lobby of the fucking Trump Hotel when I was a kid. Nice. I like that tuna salad sandwich. Trump, oh my God. Me too. That's why I started the fucking hotel. Is it started like that?
Trump oh my is God. From now Queens? We're best friends. Why is that crazy to me? Where in Queens? Like, he was just born there.
The only town in Queens I can think of right now is Corona.
Astoria?
Astoria, Corona.
Jamaica?
Maple.
Jamaica, Queens? What's that place? Ridgewood? That's in Queens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been to that Bargona or fuck? I was trying
all right,
to
we're just gonna end the podcast right here. And
I was trying to get it these nuts going. I couldn't get it going.
Oh, dude, I was so vulnerable, right? Vulnerable right there.
Vulnerable.
That you could have gotten me. What did I say? Dude, I messed up a word yesterday that was so, it was egregious. And my girlfriend said, you mess up words all the time and I don't tell you that you're messing them up. And I was like, what? Like, I think people are just, I think people in my life are just cashiers, friends. I think they're afraid to tell me the truth.
Wait, what was that?
You know what I'm saying? I think they're afraid to tell me the truth because when I mess up words, they're like, he doesn't need that. Like, look at, you know, like he doesn't need that in his life to know that.
Oh, to know that.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know that he's like that stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's already like, I think he already is dealing with enough, you know?
Yeah. And like, it works. The point is to communicate, okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Like the thing is, you know what I'm saying every time, every single word that I mess up, you know exactly what I'm going for. So what's the point?
Lemony
what's
snip
the point? Communication is understanding. You understand That's what right. I'm saying, right? When I say valid Victorian, you know, right. You know that.
You I know heard exactly that musician, what I'm talking about. What's that fool's name? I think he's British, but he easily could be American.
Harry Styles?
No, I think he's American.
Orlando Bloom?
No. He's a massive musician. He plays music. He's been to your comedy shows. Does that change anything for you?
What?
His name's not Wonder Boy. I'm having a brain moment.
The Dare?
The Week? Oh,
The Weeknd has not been to any of my comedy shows. Okay, I'll tell you that.
Fuck. Apologies, I'm forgetting this incredibly successful person's name. However, apparently he was on a podcast recently and said valid Victorian. Allegedly.
Really? Yeah. Wow. See? Dude, that makes me feel that makes me feel good. It makes me feel seen. By the way, did you ever watch The Idol?
The Weeknd Idol? No.
HBO show?
No.
I got to say right now to everybody listening that if you didn't watch that series, like go back and watch it. It's like the funniest show it's the funniest show that's been made in the last 20 years.
We're talking so unintentional good. Humor.
Unintentional, very extremely unintentional humor, but it's so good. And I this is a tangent, but I watched have you seen Leaving Las Vegas, that movie with Nicolas Cage?
No. I have but I don't remember it, but I've seen everything, but go on.
Right, of course. I don't even know why I asked.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about Nick Cage plays a screenwriter who goes to Vegas to drink himself to death.
Jesus Christ.
And every line, I was just imagining Eric saying the lines, and I was like, this needs to be a remake with Eric starring as this guy. It would be.
When are we going to unleash the artist within Eric?
Unleashing? Yeah, we need to. We need to. What the hell is he up
Eric
to
hasn't,
today?
We don't know. Yeah, the tea there is it was 30 minutes before recording. We get the horrifying text. Yeah. You guys may have to do a solo one.
We might need some prayer. You know what I'm saying?
And then he sent a selfie of him on a boat.
He
so
may need
I'm not
prayer.
Sure what that means.
Keep us in your prayers, by the way. Just
yeah,
on
by the way,
regular basis.
We know we clocked that you guys maybe stopped recently.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt some prayers that were missing. You know what I'm saying?
Nate, will you say what you said about having to decide whether to start a podcast?
Oh, yeah. This was while we were playing Halo. I said this. I was like, you know what's amazing about our lives is that everybody out there who doesn't have a podcast, you know, this expands, I think, to a lot of people because, like, it seems like everyone thinks that they could have a podcast or something. So I think that everybody right. in the world is like, should I have a podcast? I don't know. They're just thinking about that 24/7. Should I do that? Should I have? I don't know.
It's like,
maybe.
Should I have a website?
Should I have a web? Yeah, exactly. Podcasting is the new yeah. website.
Yeah.
So I was like, we never have to think about that ever because we have a podcast. Like we never have to think about that ever again in our lives. And that's just such a mental burden that has been lifted. Because if we didn't have this podcast, you know, we'd be thinking, damn, should we have a podcast? And you'd be talking about it at the bar with friends. You'd be thinking about it all the time. Well, what would it be? What would it be about? What would our podcast be about? I think everyone should have a podcast just so they don't have to think about not right. if they should have a podcast. It just
that's the biggest benefit.
Trust me.
It's just then you don't have to think
about it. The mental
burden
that is relieved after you start a podcast is just it feels like a weight was lifted off your shoulders, right. a fucking 700-pound kettlebell that was attached to your neck.
Jesus. Yeah. That was funny. Cause you
so,
have
yeah,
one.
I mean exactly. So I just got to share some gratitude for that.
Wow.
Okay, no, best Halo game.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, wait. No, I can't remember. Best Halo game? That's easy, man. Halo 5. Mm. The perfect
Halo
mechanics.
Halo 5?
The perfect game mechanics, the perfect game mode. Whoo! What is it about?
I was about
five,
to say Halo
then?
2.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the best one.
Maybe just for nostalgia purposes, but that felt like that had the most like that was a moment. Because then I feel like the first Halo, it became like, okay, this is a great game, and then it was like, dude, the Master Chief is in the cultural zeitgeist permanently. A permanent member yeah. of the forever for Halloween, you'll see a Master Chief somewhere on the planet. Mm. It's never not going to be a part of the human consciousness. And then Halo 2 comes out. Whoops, it's a better game. The mechanics
Whoops.
Are better. There's not any
How
as
rare.
Much bugs.
You know what?
That was a good
There's
fucking
definitely,
time.
There are certainly many video games that have dropped the ball after the first one. But why do I feel like video games have a higher hit rate than like movies or TV shows when it comes to reboots?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, nobody's ever thinking about like, yeah, you're right. Because there's not like this. Maybe it's because we're not hanging out with video game designers, which I would like to be hanging out with more of them.
Right.
How I don't know. I bet you they're like, dude, I wish there was more fucking like original video games with original ideas and characters. Like we're just doing the same fucking things over and over again. GTA fucking 6. What the fuck, man? Let's come out with a fucking new. Like there's probably, I bet you they're just like us, man. You know?
Yeah. I mean, they can't be, I'm looking at the hate that came for Skate, but what the fuck was this, man? Do you see this, that the new Skate game came out? Yeah. Surprise. No. You might not even guessed it. So they made Skate 1, Skate 2, Skate 3, and then they made a game called Skate instead of Skate 4 because it was like its own thing, but it really is like the mechanics fucking suck. It's like, it just feels like Fortnite-y. It's like AI and it lost all the like kind of skate culture feeling to it.
Is that game bigger than Tony Hawk's Pro Skater? Like, is that still going on? Are they still making that like NBA 2K, whatever? Like, don't they come out with a game?
I feel like Skate 3 got bigger than, weirdly got bigger than Tony Hawk in like a really niche way.
I never played the skating games, to be honest, if I could be completely honest with you.
Dude, Nate, come on. You got to do it.
What can I say, man? Those aren't appealing to me. Entering
your skater phase at 36.
That would be a full body cast in the hospital. Permanent,
yeah.
Permanent brain and physical body damage.
But chicks like that. Ooh.
Really? They like you to be immobile?
Yeah.
Brain dead and immobile?
Well, sometimes that's mysterious. All right. I think we blow it down here. This was a good one. This is probably, for me, top five had to pee moments.
Really? You want to go pee? Just go pee. I'll talk about my, I've been.
Really?
Yeah, just go for it. Right. You got pee really bad?
It's, I mean, I could make it, but I am curious what you're going to talk about.
It'll suck, but just go. I'm going to talk about my shoe. I've been repairing my shoe. So you can skip ahead. Just people know, like, I'm going to talk about how I've been repairing my shoe. Jack's going to pee. So you can skip through this if you don't want to hear me talk about it, but.
All right.
All right, guys. Back. Just Nate here solo. Nobody to tell me no. Nobody to fucking mess with me. It's just raw. Just me. Just Nate. Finally. And I can finally be myself. I can finally let my ideas flow without being interrupted, without being squashed. Damn, this kind of feels good. Kind of feels nice to just be solo for a minute. Are you guys rocking with this? Are you liking this? Yeah, me too. All right, let's get into it. So I have a shoe, right? Got this shoe, Red Wing, black leather, you know what I'm saying? It's fancy, it's nice, it's casual, but elevated, you know? Lets people know when I walk into the room that I got, like, you know, that I mean business. It's not a sneaker, all right? When you're in your 30s, you don't wear sneakers, all right? That's childish. You're coming in with the fucking, the Air Max 97s. Yeah, what are you, a fucking, what are you, 15? Wear a fucking, a loafer or something, you know? Look nice. Because you're mature, okay? You're not a kid anymore. So I got these shoes off of fucking Etsy, eBay or something. And this has happened to me twice, actually. I've gotten shoes off of eBay and the sole comes undone. Now, is this a dupe? Is this a ripoff shoe? I don't know. It might be one of them like fake Gucci type, but shoe. A fake Gucci bag, but a shoe. So the sole comes undone maybe like day three or something like that. And I'm like, dude, I'm about to DIY fucking fix this shit. Go to ChatGPT. How do I fix a shoe? Well, they say get some barge. This is some smelly type of cement, liquid cement that happens. And I basically lathered that shit up, squashed it. There is a kettlebell on top of the shoe right now. And it's it's been there for about 48 hours, and I'm wondering, maybe I should go get the shoe right now. Jack, take over real quick, because I'm going to show the final result of my shoe repair.
What's up, everybody? I'm going to do a monologue for you. This is a performance of Joe Leoli, the host of Custom Grow 420, the YouTube channel. Yeah. What's up, YouTube? What up? It's Joe Leoli coming at you from Custom Grow 420, the number one cannabis channel designed for 18 and over patients and adults. Yeah. Today, we're going to be doing the 1 gram dab. I feel like that was pretty good.
Beautiful. Perfect timing. Okay. You see the shoe, right? You see how the sole is connected to the... top part
in
is.
The
that's all
skunk.
Me, dude. That's me, dude. I repaired this fucking shoe, man.
So you found that on the sidewalk, you repaved it, painted it, and now you're gonna try and sell it, and that's your TikTok.
This is the part. Like, you see the barge right there. You know what I'm saying? I think this is
the barge. Yeah.
I don't think this could be undone.
What is going on?
Yeah, this is looking good.
You bought a shoe and you're using shoe goo and you put a kettlebell on it to help it secure?
Yeah, I got barge. Okay, this is kind of the pro cobbler thing. Shoe goo is just like, that's amateur shit. Barge is like professional cobbler level stuff if you want the real shit. Oh yeah, it's looking good, man. I had a book on top of this with a kettlebell on top of the book. And it had to be pressed on it for like 48 hours. Jesus. I'm excited to put that on. You know what? It's old, so it's like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't
right, pristine.
Who gives a fuck? But I'm curious of your thoughts on this, Jack. But I was talking about how sneakers, when you're wearing sneakers in your 30s, it just feels a little childish. What are your thoughts on that, Jack?
I like almost need sneakers to be described, defined. Because
you don't think people could like identify you if you don't have sneakers on?
No. I mean, I need a definition on what a sneaker is. Like,
a sneaker. Yeah, it's not a dress shoe. That's what I'll say. Like those loafers that you have, I would not describe them as a sneaker that you wear to the gym.
Right.
Those are something else. I wouldn't even describe them as dress shoes, but they're definitely not sneakers.
Yeah, I don't know what they are either. And that's why I like them. It's like almost a boot, but it's not. It's almost a shoe. It's a shoe.
What are your what's in your shoe closet right now? Like, what's your rotation?
Here's what I got. Usually I'm rotating either those busted ass brown shoes that I always wear, or I'm rocking my Adidas, the Suchu 2s, if you know.
The Suchu 2s?
I do believe that's what they are. Who's his name? Mark Suchu? Somebody like that? Yeah, those are cozy. I don't go much beyond those two fucking shoes. I have on deck, if anybody fucks with me and thinks I won't wear them, I have the Wilsons ready to go. You know the tennis ball Wilson?
I don't know if I've seen those. Are those like white sneakers?
Yeah. Big, chunky with the W's on the tongue. The Wilsons. Yeah, I like those.
Those are like nursing home sneakers.
Yeah.
That people get at like...
Pretty much. I mean, I feel like sneakers come back around into they feel mature again when it's like you're wearing these for health.
All I'm saying is you can't have like guys like us, we can't be rocking like Jordans. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Or like the Jordan 1s. You know what I'm saying? We can't be rocking those, you know, at this current stage in our life. Maybe the Jordan like 3s or 4s or something, but
it's a little like it's a little Chris D'Elia streetwear kind of. I feel like he's.
I could see you with the Jordan 11s. You know those that shoe is. You don't know your Jordans, Jack.
Jordan 11. I'm so into other shit right now. Okay, Jordan 11. That sounds like a TV show. Woo!
Jack, in fact, this has to be your next shoe.
I refuse to bend my legs when I walk because I don't want to crease them.
Your legs? Don't you mean your toes? Like they're not like knee high sneakers.
I get into it when I'm walking. I get fucking into it. So.
Yeah, how do we solve the crease crisis with shoes?
The creases? We're going to need to study mechanics for that.
The creases.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to like pick it up and put it down.
I think you need a metal plate that's permanently connected to the top of your feet. You know what I'm saying? So it never...
Well,
it's impossible, you know what I'm saying, to crease.
Right. Exactly. Like, just make the shoe uncreasable. If it's like fucking steel with leather on the outside so it looks like it's soft like a shoe, but it's fucking fully a steel boot and it's impossible to crease.
Oh, damn. I would love a steel, like a medieval knight's armor style shoe. Ooh. That's really pointy, and you can hear me clanking from a mile away. That's kind of like perfume, you know, when you wear a really heavy scent, and people can smell you from a far away.
Right,
this is kind of like the sound. Yeah, it's a status thing, dude. Come in with that nice fresh suit on, and some medieval style knee high, sort of armor, basically.
That'd be cool to have as like a musician. If you're like a rapper or a rocker and you're a vocalist, but your outfit is so fucking loud that it's being picked up by the mic.
I mean, it's a version of when you hear people in the booth, they like, you know, smoke some weed. You hear the lighter, the bubbler, and then they start. Except it's the whole track is like...
Damn, somebody who's like... Instead of just lighting up a fucking hitting the lighter at the beginning of the track, somebody who's like, you know, me, I gotta have some edibles. You just hear them chewing on a. Hold on a second, real quick. Let me get in the zone.
Yeah. Edibles are not. The thing is, it gives you the same effect. It's so strange as hitting the bubbler, but it's just not cool.
Yeah, zip. What's the cool? Is there a cool version of eating? You know what I'm saying? Is eating fucking...
That's a good question, man.
Is there such thing as eating with high status as like a player? Grapes? Popping grapes?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you were to start a track with the Juicy Peach, like especially if it was an R&B song... And just chomping into a slurping up a juicy ass fucking peach. Maybe girl, let me see the vertical smile.
I think you're slowly building out your brand entirely right here. The R&B singer.
Finally have a personal brand.
Yeah, the Juicy Peaches.
People throw peaches at me on stage.
Canned peaches.
God, I want a peach right now, man. That sounds delicious.
Really?
I just got some new, this is a tangent, new chinos. You want to see them?
I'd love to. We don't do enough hauls on this fucking show.
Oh, these are Land's End. Let me see if I can get
fancy.
The
boy.
Land's End.
Yes.
Gray chinos.
How big is
dude.
Your phone, man? Your phone looks fucking huge. Oh.
Is this a Patreon episode?
No, it's not, man. Why does that look like a camel's behind? That doesn't look like a human.
Do you think I could twerk? Do you think how confident are you in my twerk game?
Hold on, let me put some music. If I put some music on, will you throw it back for a second?
Yeah, of course. Put on the most twerkable music, and I'll try and get my best. I'll give y'all my best. Promise.
I got you on that. Watch this.
Damn, I think I know how to do this. How'd that look?
The frame.
How geriatric did that look?
The frame cut off.
They didn't even see the booty.
No.
But you could sense the motion, right?
I don't know, because your internet is so bad. I'm sure.
If I had a GoPro on my ceiling right now or something, you would have seen the craziest fucking sexual twerking you've ever seen in your life. It would have been fucking Megan Thee Stallion style.
Oh my god. Damn, that fucked me up.
Male Somebody, twerk competition.
That shit was yeah, the camera was way too high.
You didn't say anything, dude. I was in it, and you didn't even say one word. I could have adjusted, dude.
I'm sorry. I was for some reason I liked that. I think that was, you know, because you could.
I should have popped it to the Halo theme. That could have been.
Oh my god!
You know, on
no, we're not. We're not at
that's
that.
That's a viral video, dude. That's a fucking viral TikTok, dude. Somebody popping their shit. If anybody wants to go viral, pop yo shit. Pop that pussy.
Wait, Nate.
To the Halo fucking theme. What?
Pop that vertical smile. Well, have you heard of dorking?
Dorking? No, what's this?
It's the male version of twerking where it's all about like making your dick bounce.
Your dick is,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Why can I imagine this so vividly?
The dork shop?
Santa's dork shop.
I was thinking about, should I do this? And hey, if you're listening, don't tell anybody. Okay. I was thinking, what if? So I'm at working at Saturday Night Live right now, allegedly. What if every Saturday, slowly, week by week, I started packing a bigger bulge on Saturdays?
Oh yeah. Oh dude, that's a great bit. That's a
every time Jack wears
bit.
A suit. His ball just like coming.
Yeah, yeah. Is it gonna eventually like, what's the end result? Just a huge bulge or like a boner? Like, so you're walking around.
Yeah, it's really thin. It's
you
not
get
be...
more hard each week.
it's not even a fucking bulge, it's just a brick. Pure brick. Yeah. Maybe it's only the weeks when I have something on.
Dude, I don't think. Dude, are people really like packing in their, you know, or that feels like a thing dudes do in Miami.
Like getting the bulge up.
Putting like a bag of mayonnaise in your crotch to make it feel like it's, or whatever you would put in there. That's just what I assume that you do.
Yeah.
And duct taping it up to your pubes.
Right. Ouch. It would be really interesting and awesome to, you're at a club, you're hooking up with a chick. Oops, I think things are about to get freaky.
Whoops.
Unzip. Oh shit, I forgot. I can't do this right now. No, come on. Take your pants off. You got the mayonnaise taped to your fucking pubes.
That's what I call a conversation starter. Okay, because if you're awkward, if you're I mean, well, you're in the club, there is no language, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's movement, it's vibes, it's dancing, it's making that eye contact with the chick at the bar. You guys are like, I fucking come over the dance floor, girl. No words exchanged, you know, it's just vibrations,
right?
Just bodies,
no
moving,
convo, yeah,
sweat, yeah. Grinding in the club,
right?
Hey, let's go back. Let's you don't even got to say it. Hey, let's go back to the, you just move your head to the to the left. Let's go
right. You don't
back
say anything
to the Maserati.
Yet. We go
the valet, pull up the, still no words. They know exactly what's up. You give them they know you, the Maserati. She unzips the pants, sees the bag of mayonnaise in there. And now you have something to talk about. Now it's fun.
Oops.
Now you guys are laughing.
What the hell is that doing in there? Were you eating a sandwich earlier? Not quite.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. Not quite, girl.
You noticed how awesome my bulge was, right? While we were grinding. Yeah. That was awesome. That was such a fun party moment.
We need to put out a seminar series about called Club Mechanics. It's just how to fucking be.
I see that.
How to be in the club, you know?
Should we fucking go to Miami? Should we shoot a full hour long magazine style tutorial on how to operate in the club? Club, what did you call it? The mechanics?
Club mechanics. But I like dynamics too.
Club Technician Technologies.
Clubbing technology. Because there's club just, etiquette. I mean, it's like, it's a science, you know what I'm saying? Getting into the club.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear? What, how are you going to smell?
Google, do yourself a favor, Google Image Thrift Shop, Macklemore. There's your inspo.
I heard about a Macklemore documentary. Have you heard about this?
Whoa, that's out or that's in the making?
Apparently it's out. Let me see what this is called. But it's like him after he had like blown up, and it's supposed to be kind of like perfectly hilarious. Macklemore documentary Palestine? What the hell is this? That came up on a Google search.
He is 42. He's from Washington.
Prescription for no, this is not it.
Macklemore kind of like invented the Proud Boy look, and then they took it from him and
ruined everything. Oh shit. Well, any final thoughts on Halo, Jack? I mean, we're trying to get into the end here.
Listen. Halo is fucking amazing. If you've never played it, I'm so jealous of you because you basically have been saving dessert in your life for now. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on Halo?
Well, I'm just wondering, you might know this, but has Master Chief ever taken off his mask? Do we know what he looks like?
I feel like there's been like movie versions of it. Master Chief without mask.
Yeah, wasn't there a Halo movie? Or there was a Halo like TV show or something. Chief under the mask.
He looks interesting. You know that guy who's on Logan Paul's podcast, the like older guy who hangs around? Kind of looks like that guy.
His like sidekick.
His sidekick, his name, like who's
Brandon Magic or something.
Brandon Magic, yeah, that's it.
I think it's Brandon Magic, something like that. Dude, he sucks. I gotta say, he's just like,
what, dude? Don't say that.
You love you love him.
Fuck yeah.
I think I would have an amazing time on the Impulsive podcast. I will say that.
You're both from Ohio, isn't it?
Right. We have so much to talk about. I know the exact area they're from in Cleveland. I had some friends from there. Yeah, we could just talk about Ohio, dude.
Wow.
Bob Dyrdek, Nate Verone, Logan Paul.
Ohio's for lovers. Is that what that song was called?
I don't know what you're talking about, but maybe.
Okay. Hawthorne Heights? Are you fucking serious? I can't make it on my own. Dude, what the fuck, man? All right.
What's going on? Well, I think we're at that point, Jack, where
we
talk about what's been giving us joy this week.
Well, it's simple for me. Lichen, or lichen, I think it's called. It is a little greenish substance that I'm learning is maybe it's kind of green and it grows on trees and shit. I look at that stuff. I go, that's awesome, man. I feel like I'm in Middle Earth or something. But apparently it's the oldest fucking shit in the world. That's like the first organism, allegedly. Lichen.
Is it a plant?
I don't even know. It eats rocks. I don't even know. I can't even fucking talk about it.
Is it a single cell organism?
I don't know. I literally know nothing about this shit. Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
So you're in awe of the majesty of it kind of surviving this long.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Fuck. Thanks, man. What turned you out this week, this time?
Let's see here. I think I got a bunch of options, which is a good thing.
Ooh.
What did I get? I feel like I've been like buying stuff a lot lately. You know what? Here's what. I'll tell you what's going to give me joy.
Oh, shit.
Is I got this.
What the Bluetooth fuck is that?
Transmitter that plugs that into your cigarette lighter into the 05 Lexus. So I'm about to get the Bluetooth technology. So this is it tunes to a radio station, and then you get the Bluetooth through that. And it has a charging port, and it has another USB port.
I don't know how, but I'm
excited
to
fucking.
That is going to fucking explode.
There's no doubt.
Hell yeah.
It says
I'm
new
so glad
made
that
in China. Hands-free calling. Are you kidding me? There's a micro SD card? What the fuck?
So you can fucking
why would you
upload
need that?
Images?
Support micro lossless SD. Music. U-disc. Damn, this is about to be fucking so sick.
That's
all right.
Bananas,
well,
man.
Yeah, it's been another incredible duo episode. You know what? We should have next one. We got it just with us. We got to cook up again and come up with
the
second album. We already got one album out, you know?
And yeah. People are kind of expecting
the streaming
the
era.
One.
You got to pump them out, dude. We should make an EP next time. Cause I think we made a whole full length LP.
What's an EP? Just one.
All right.
Yeah. You're
it's
right,
like
right.
More than one.
That's
song.
A great point.
It could be like two. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think an EP could be like two songs.
But well, you want to we'll get do some like research.
Four or five. Yeah. We'll research what an EP is and get back to you guys. All right, everybody. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for rocking with us. And have an amazing week, everybody. Let's go.
Stay
Let's
tactics.
Lock in this week.
Let's lock in.
Thanksgiving. Peace.
See you.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.